Hey, this is Matty V coming again with another episode of the Fattening America Weekly Podcast, where I share with you thoughts, ideas, and different things I've come across in my weight loss journey. And yes, the journey continues. Today is July 1st. It's the first day of the month. First day of the week, technically, for those that work. What are you going to make this month to be? What are you going to do with your month? But before I get into that, I want to talk a little bit about, I did that 5K race. I'm sure I discussed it last week on the podcast. This is my first 5K race in 6 years, and it's the longest distance that I have walked to date since the accident. And I'm sure you're wondering, how did it go? Well, I could say that I wasn't exactly last, all right? I did have two friends that were willing to go with me. One of them, unfortunately, was with me for the first 1,000 feet. And then she said she had to finish the walk on her own because she had to get back home and deal with her kids. So she wished me well, gave me a hug, and took off. So I'm sure it took her about maybe about 45 minutes to walk that 3 miles. Me, however, it took me about an hour and a half, so I was doing about a 30-minute mile. Which isn't bad. I've done faster mileage, but this race was at 7 o'clock at night. I had worked all day. At the end of the day, my foot's swelling, and instead of being able to go home, put some ice on it, put it up, I had to get ready for the race. So it was me and my other friend Mark, and then there were two ladies behind us, and they had volunteered to be the last ones in the race so they could tell the volunteers, go ahead and pack up your stations, you're good to go, we're done. The winner, I guess, of the race did the 3.1 miles in 20 minutes, about 18 or 20 minutes. So, well, probably sooner than that, actually. Maybe 15 or 16 minutes. It was right around a 5 or 6 minute mile, something like that. We had to get out of the way since we were the last ones. The lane they were using at the beginning of the race was the lane that they were using for towards the end of the race. So we had to get out of the way because a lot of the runners that had already passed and done their thing were on their way back. So we had to get out of the way. As we got through, the volunteers, without hearing from the quote-unquote caboose, had already abandoned their post and shut things down. The water station, which was positioned about halfway through the race, you know, where they have cups of water that you can get, and you see that on TV or you see in the movies, they quick take their little white cup of water, they drink it down, and then they throw the cup on the ground or whatever. A station like that was set up. Nobody was there. There were no little white cups waiting for us. There's no water, no nothing. I noticed along one of the volunteer stations, they had written in sidewalk chalk, you know, "We believe in you. We're behind you, Zoomers," or whatever, because this was called the Zealand Zoom, and "We're behind you, Zoomers," something like that, or "Don't give up." And that was one that stuck out to me. It's this abandoned station. It said, "Don't give up." Well, I'm not supposed to give up, and you can. You know, you're not waiting until the last of the runners had come, or walkers had gone through. I had to laugh. I can't say that it wasn't painful towards the end. It was very, very painful. I was tired. I was hot. I was thirsty because, again, there was no water at the water station halfway through. I even We had just barely gotten to the 2 mile mark when we saw one of the city's trucks pull up, grab the mile marker, throw it in the back of their truck, and then take off. So at least at that point, I knew, you know, we were at the 2 mile mark and we had 1.1 miles to go. Otherwise, that I would have had no clue as far as where we were in the race. And what happened was, is it had wound all the way around the town and circled back. So I kept telling myself, it's just one more street, and then we'll be able to turn. Well, it turned out to be two more streets. And then we had to cut down a block, and we had to come back up and head all the way down almost to where we had been and cut down to back down to Main Street and come back. So it was almost in a zigzag pattern of just monotonous, you know, block after block, street after street. It just got to be, it got to me after a while. And of course my leg was hurting, my hand was going numb from holding onto the cane. And even now when I go out and walk at lunchtime, I bring my cane, just because of the distances that I walk. I could do short distances without a cane. You know, if it's familiar ground to me and I know where things are, I know where the dips in the sidewalk are. And like right here in my office, we have a it's a handicap access ramp type area right in front of the glass doors to the office building. My office is offset of that, so it goes regular sidewalk, and then it slopes downwards into that ramp area, and it also slopes up to the building entrance. We share a bathroom with the building, so, or at least we share a bathroom with the first floor, so I have to go next door if I'm going to use the facilities. I've become familiar with that and safe with that, where I can walk that uneven ground to get to where I need to be. When it gets to be long distances where I'm walking over a mile, I gotta have the cane just in case. Because you never know what'll happen. I have my cell phone with me, of course, in case something does happen. But you know, walking 3.1 miles with that cane, your hand goes numb from clutching onto it as you're walking. The cane itself weighs a good, I don't know, 8 pounds, maybe, because it's got to be a heavy-duty cane. It's rated for people up to 700 pounds, I guess it says on the sticker, which is kind of sad when I think about it. When I had picked it up, before I was using a heavy-duty walker, and then after that, I graduated the cane, and they said they had one left in stock, and they had to order more. I thought, man, you know, what kind of a, that's really, really kind of sad where they have to, you know, they run out of canes for people over, you know, 350 pounds. That's just, it really makes me think, and it just kind of makes me sad. But anyway, getting back to talking about the race, I finished the race. They put the race clock away, so I couldn't, this is a timed race where, you know, you walk over the mats and it clocks you in, and then when you come back, you walk, when you get to the finish line, you walk over the mats again and it clocks you out. So you can look online once they put their little figures on the internet. You could look online and see where you're at as far as your official time goes. But by the time we made it back, the race clock was put away. There were people there. I mean, I got a standing ovation for making it. The ladies behind me, I got a handshake and a hug. It was really, the feeling was just incredible. It was great to finish that, just to be able to do it with my leg, okay? And that was significant for me because what the doctor told me at my January or February appointment, I can't remember which one, but he had said that the leg was so bad, if he had it to do over again, he would have just amputated the leg and been done with it. So my left leg wouldn't be here today if he had it to do over again. I would be looking at a prosthetic leg, and then who knows where I would be, you know? I mean, it's just, I'm very thankful that I did it, that I was able to do it, and that I was able to do it with my leg intact, of course. Will I do it again? Yeah, but it'll be a while before I do it again, because my lower leg and my ankle were wrecked for the rest of the week. I had a lot of pain from probably muscle strain, muscle fatigue. I was very fatigued the next day. I got home, you know, I was dripping with sweat, but didn't feel like getting in the shower. I just pretty much left my shirt on, changed into some shorts, some bedtime shorts, and laid my head on the pillow and pretty much passed out. It was a long day. It was a tiring day. The next day, I was just wrecked. I was fatigued, and a lot of pain. Didn't feel right until probably about Friday. So going from Tuesday to Friday, I mean, that's a pretty long recovery for something like that. And my wife said, "That's it. You're done. No more." But we'll see. You know, there's another one coming up in October that I might like to be a part of. So we'll see what happens. We'll see. But I accomplished it. I completed it. unofficially, it was 1 hour 27 minutes and 10 seconds, according to my iPod timer. So it was. It wasn't truly a 30-minute mile, but I just rounded up because, you know, it's just easier that way. Say I had a 30-minute mile instead of a 33-minute mile or something. But so I feel accomplished. Got a medal. You know, they gave a medal to all the runners at the end of the race, so I got my little medal. And then they had goodie bags with different things in it, so. Yeah, it was fun, but the moral of the story is I did it. I didn't give up. I didn't quit, even though there were many times during that run, during that period of time that I just wanted to quit. I was half tempted at the 2 mile mark to just walk because the next block would have been Main Street, and from the 2 mile mark, we could have just cut down and gone right down Main Street and just finished. But I was determined to do the official 3K, to walk it and be done with it, instead of letting myself down, letting my supporters down. I had a lot of supporters that were supporting me, so I didn't want to let them down for sure. And I'm glad I didn't. I'm glad I didn't chicken out. I didn't give up. I just pressed forward and soldiered on. So, I mean, for a guy that 8 months ago, 8.5 months ago, was in a serious car accident, could have lost his left leg, to walk 3.1 miles 8.5 months later, it was something that I couldn't. I can't put into words. It's just incredible. So don't let anybody tell you that you can't, you know. Just if you're able to, if you're determined to do it, then do it. Don't don't let anybody tell you you can't or that's stupid or whatever. I lived my life too much from people telling me that I can't do something or I shouldn't do something or whatever, and that's got to, you know, that's got to stop. It seriously has. So, but what are you going to do for the month? Today's a new day, new month. You know, we got, 5 months left in the year. 2013 is going to be ending here in 5 months. Wow. So what are you doing? What are your plans? You're going to go on a quote unquote diet? Are you going to do something to change your life? Are you going to go back to school? Are you going to do some online learning? What are you going to do? It's a new month. It's time to start over. New month, new day. What are you going to accomplish? I know for me that I'm going to actually tonight, I'm going to whip out my guitar and try to practice for, you know, 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes. I've had that guitar for, going on 3-4 years now, and it's just been sitting gathering dust. You know, I catch my youngest playing with it from time to time, and I always get mad. Hey, that's my guitar. Leave it alone. Blah, blah, blah. But yet, I don't do anything with it. It just sits there, you know. I think I'm going to make an actual effort to sit down. I've got several books. I've got a DVD. But yet, I don't do anything with it. So I think that's going to change. I need to do something with that. But it's a new month, a new time. Figure something out for yourself. What do you want to do? What do you want to accomplish? Where do you want to be in the next month? Where do you want to be in the next 3 months, the next 6 months, the next year, the next 3 years, next 5 years, the next 10 years? I guess that's something we all need to sit down and figure out. But I'm going to go ahead and end this podcast a little bit early. If you're celebrating on the 4th, please be careful. I should be posting again next week because, hey, you know, Monday is a holiday. So, you can visit my blog, www.mattiestribe.wordpress.com. Check out the ebook review site. I don't get any kickbacks from any of the authors of the books that I review. I did a good one today, Plague Zone. It's a free book for right now, as of July 1st, 2013. Plague Zone by David Wellington. If you're familiar at all with the Monster Island series, Monster Island, Monster Nation, Monster Planet, same author. It's a new novel called Plague Zone. Came out last fall. It's free right now. I don't know how long it's going to be free, but it's a great story so far. I'm about a quarter of the way through the book. But great story so far. Indicative of Monster Island for sure. As far as his writing style and whatnot, but check it out. Until next time, this is Matty V saying we'll catch you later on the Fattening of America.